How about now? There we are. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God is good. Amen. Man, I'm excited about it. Man, it's so good to see all of you here. What a blessing, man. The Lord is just rich and so good to us all. Amen. And we just give him praise this morning. I'm glad to be alive today. How about you? Glad I'm not in a hospital. How about you? Anybody else? Glad I'm not in a morgue today. Anybody else? Amen. And I'm glad Jesus is alive living in us today. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn this morning or stand and turn to John this morning. Go ahead and put that up if you would, brother. Praise the Lord. John chapter 20 and verse 1. We're going to look at John. We're going to look actually through this whole chapter this morning. And but I'm just excited about the Lord and excited about this Resurrection Sunday and what God has for you this morning. Because his word is so good. His word is always on time. And you can count on the word of God. Now, on the first day of the week, that would be today, that'd be a Sunday, right? On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark. I was up early this morning while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Let's hold up our Bibles this morning, and let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it with Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around to five people this morning and give them a high five and say, "He is alive." Would you do that? Praise the Lord. You know what, I'm just going to bring you some good news this morning, because here's the thing. In fact, what you're going to hear today is the greatest news ever heard. The greatest news ever heard is what you're going to hear today, because I want to tell you this morning, he is risen, amen? In fact, I've been to that spot. I've been to Jerusalem. I've been to the grave area, and I want to tell you, he is not there. He is not there. The tomb is empty so that we might be filled with all of the goodness and grace of God. The tomb is empty this morning so that we might receive all of God's blessing upon our life. And the greatest news that you'll ever hear this morning is all of your sins are already forgiven in Jesus Christ. Amen. That is some good news. Amen. And not only that, the moment you believe, God came alive and is living in you. Well, he's always been alive, but came alive in you and is living in you. Amen. And that time you believed, he removed your sin as far as the east is from the west. Wow, amen. All is forgiven. And the good news is that he's provided health for us. He's provided healing for us in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body. All of that is provided for us. The peace of God that passes all understanding has already been provided for us, and we just receive it by grace. Amen. And so I want us to look at this story this morning of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and look at some of the characters in this story. And it is amazing, because when we look at this story, the first person that Jesus appeared to was Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the very first person. Mary Magdalene was one of Jesus' disciples, but the very first person he appeared to. And I think it's just kind of cool, because I want to give you a little background on Mary. If you look over to Luke chapter 8 and look at verse 1 through 2, who was this Mary Magdalene? Well, look what the Bible says. "Now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings." Not the sad tidings, but the glad tidings. "The glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12, the disciples, were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, they were with him too." Amen. "And Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons." Mary Magdalene, out of who have come seven demons. Here we find Mary is the very first one at the tomb that morning. But not only was she the first one at the tomb, she was at the cross during the sufferings of Jesus. In fact, she never left. She loved Jesus so much, and here this woman's life was no doubt so affected by Jesus Christ that he cast seven demons out of her, changed her life forever, filled her heart with the love of God, and she became a follower of Jesus Christ. And she went to the tomb very early while it was dark. And maybe you're here this morning and you're looking for some answers, and maybe you've experienced darkness in your life, depression, maybe despair. But the good news today, the best news you're going to hear today, is that Jesus loves you right where you are and as you are. And Jesus receives you as you are today. Amen. Your life may not be as messy as Mary Magdalene's was, but I want to guarantee you something today. Jesus will step right in your mess and give you the very best. Jesus will step, oh, come on, give him some praise for that. Amen. Jesus will step right in your mess and give you the very best. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God's not here to condemn you this morning. God is here to love you into him. Woo, I am preaching it today. Amen. Wow, can you imagine the impact that Jesus had? I want to ask someone this morning, has Jesus had an impact on your life? Raise your hand if Jesus, look at this. I want you to look around. How many can say that Jesus has changed your life forever? Can I get a witness up in this place this morning? Can somebody say, yeah, Jesus has changed my life forever? How many of you were a mess, but Jesus stepped into that mess and brought you a bless? Amen? Anybody up there besides Pastor this morning? God is so, so good. And here we see Mary Magdalene going to the tomb. Amen? And when she got there, it is amazing because she got to the tomb. Let's go on down. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved. Isn't it amazing? Here's John writing this. And, of course, he puts it in there, whom Jesus loved. He's talking about himself right there, right? He's bragging on himself a little bit, whom Jesus loved. I love how John loved Jesus so much. And it was just personified throughout his writing of the love of God, and he knew that God loved him. You see, the secret is knowing how much God loves you this morning. He loves you so much, he stretched out his arms, and he says, welcome, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Wow. When she got to the tomb, the stone was rolled away already. The stone really represented several things, but most of all, it represented the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant was written on stones. And what God was saying to the world and to us and to his disciples this morning, that the Old Covenant has been removed out of the way. We've got a brand new covenant. You see, all of us lived under the Old Covenant because we broke some of those commandments, if not all of those commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, listen to what the Word of God says. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It means you've sinned, I've sinned, we've all sinned. In fact, Adam, the very first man, when he sinned, he plunged all of humanity into sin. That was not God's will for us. God's will for us was live a wonderful life in fellowship with him and to live forever. Sickness, disease, death, none of that was God's will for us. But Adam came along and ruined it. He just messed up big time. Wait till we get to heaven, we get to see Adam. I bet he's going to be running around heaven. Amen? But here's some good news. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but listen to Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Death, disease, destruction, they're not from God. They're from the enemy. and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, the gift of God, Jesus Christ, is eternal life. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So the stone represented the old covenant. It's been rolled away that the new covenant of grace may come in its place. And now Jesus suffered on the cross that you and I don't have to suffer. Amen. He's taken our sin that you and I don't have to live any sin in sin any longer. We've been freed from sin by the grace of God. Amen. And God has given us the power of grace to overcome sin. Because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does superabound or much more. More abound. So the moment we believed, God declared us righteous. And the only thing God asked of us is not to work for our salvation, but just to believe. And the moment you believe, you are declared righteous and all of your sin is forgiven. Look at Romans 5, 1 through 2. Look at this morning. Therefore, being justified by faith, that's believing, we have peace with God, shalom with God. How do we have that, Pastor? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this marvelous grace in which we stand. Do you realize this morning as a believer you're standing in God's grace? God's grace is God's favor. That's where you're standing this morning. Before, you were not standing on the favored side of God, but this morning, because of Jesus, you are standing in the favor of God. God's favor is upon you, God's favor is within you, and God's favor is surrounding you like a shield this morning. You have the favor and the blessings of God. The moment you believe, all of that was imparted into your life. Amen. And what do? We stand on this favored ground and we rejoice in the expectation, hope, the expectation of the glory of God, of the manifestation of God in our life because of God's favor. I want to ask somebody this morning, has God been good to you? Oh, I really got a witness there, man. Woo! I want to ask you, has God been good to you? Let me ask you this, has God been good to your family? Has he? Come on, has he? Do you know why? Because of the favor of God in your life. Because you're walking in his favor. You're walking in his abundance today because of the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Amen? Wow. Mary was able to endure and follow Jesus to the cross and was the first one at the tomb because she loved much. I want you to look at a story, and many, many Bible scholars believe this story was about Mary Magdalene. And it's over in Luke, and you can read the whole story later on when you get home, but Luke chapter 7 and verse 44 through 45 says this, "Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I entered your house, Simon. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, the hair of her head.'" Look at the next verse. "You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since I came in." Look at the next verse. "You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil." And that cost her something. It was an alabaster box, and it probably cost all of her savings at that time. And he said this, "Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Man, isn't that an amazing thing this morning? Our sins are forgiven this morning. And, you know, here's the whole secret to Mary. She knew how much she was forgiven. You know, we just don't love to love. We really love when we realize how good God's been to us, how much we have been forgiven, and it's out of that that we just reciprocate that love to God because of how much he loved us. That's why John could say, "I am the disciple that Jesus loves." He knew how much God loved him, and that love will carry you through all things because the Bible says love never fails. His love will never fail you. It'll carry you through every storm. Amen. Let's go back over to John this morning. Let's continue looking at this story. This is so good. Then the Bible says in verse 2 that she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciples and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter. John outran Peter. Man, he was excited. He was ready to get there. He outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looked in, saw the linen cloth, the clothing that they would put over the dead body, the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Next verse. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there as well. Now I want you to notice this next verse. And the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Now there's something so interesting about that. It caught my attention when I was studying this, and I thought, why would this napkin be folded together by itself? What was the significance of that? And so I did some study and went into some just commentaries and just wanted to really find out what was going on here. And in the Hebrew tradition, if a king or a very wealthy person was having dinner, that if they were finished, they would just kind of crumble up the napkin and throw it down. Then the servants would come in and clean it up. But if he was coming back, he wouldn't crumble it up and just throw it down, but he would fold it neatly. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. The Bible says that in Acts that this same Jesus that went away, he said, "You men of Galilee, you know, don't stand there gazing. This same Jesus that went away is also going to come again in like manner." And John brought this out to us, saying here to all the disciples, when that was folded over, "Hey guys, he's coming back, amen? He may not be here right now, but he's coming back, amen? And I know he's coming back, praise God. Can I get a witness of that? Anybody believe he's coming back today, amen? He's coming back, hallelujah." Woo, amen. The Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. That trumpet's going to sound, and we're going to be out of here, praise God, amen. Then the other disciples who came to the tomb, listen to the next verse. First, went in also, and he saw and believed. This is John writing this, right? Now you got to get this picture here. John's writing this, but I want you to look at the next verse. He said, John walked in, he saw and believed. But look at the next verse. Then the other disciples, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. John just kind of put in there, "Hey guys, I believe. You guys don't, but I do." Oh, you didn't get that, did you? "You guys don't believe, but hey, I do," right? And the other disciples didn't know the scripture. You know, it's so important we understand God's word towards us today. We understand that he is alive, that he is here, that you are forgiven, amen? And that he loves you so, amen? And that he must rise again from the dead, which he did. Next verse, look at verse 10. Then the disciples went away to their own homes. Man, it's like it's all over, it's all finished, it's all done. That's it. But something compelled Mary. It was the love that she had for her Savior. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And she wept. As she wept, she stood down and looked into the tomb. Wow, look at this. This is what she saw. And she saw two angels. I believe they were goodness and mercy. You can name them what you want to. That's what I'm going to name them. Goodness and mercy were there in white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Next verse. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. did not know, did not recognize. You know, here's an amazing thing. She had followed Jesus for no doubt at least 2 years, maybe three. But she turned around, and as close as she was to Jesus, she did not know that it was Jesus. That is an amazing thing to me. She did not recognize the Lord. You know, many times people will tell you things about God that aren't true. You won't recognize God if he's judgmental, if you think he's mad at you all the time. I want to tell you, God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Amen. You won't recognize the God that we know, and perhaps we want you to know. Of course, we do. This morning, we want you to know this God that we serve is nothing but a good God. He is full of life. He is full of love. He is full of joy. Amen. He is full of peace this morning. But she didn't recognize him at that time because she was so caught up in her emotions. You know, God's got healing for your emotions this morning. God's got peace for your heart today. He is a good, good God. Amen. Now, when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, did not know him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Why are you what are you seeking? Whom are you seeking?" She supposed him to be the gardener. Wow. She was really off, right? Said to him, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have laid him that I may take him away." Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said to her, "Mary." Now, Mary's a really interesting name in the Hebrew. If your name's Mary this morning, you know your name means bitter. No doubt she could have been very bitter. Probably she was at that time, but Jesus called her. She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," let me tell you something this morning. Jesus is calling you. He's calling your name. In fact, he knows you intimately this morning. He knows how many hairs you have on your head and how many you don't. Jeff, amen. He loves you this morning. He cares about you this morning. He's madly in love with you this morning, amen. She turned and said, "Rabboni," which is to say teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me." No doubt she just, man, it was just like, it was on, right? "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples. She was the first evangelist because she was talking to some non-believing disciples. She came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and he had spoken these things to her. Look at the next verse 19. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them," what? "Peace be with you." All the doors were shut. You know what? You may have some shut doors this morning. There may be some areas in your life you feel like, man, everything just seems to be closing up around me. I want to give you some good news. Jesus is coming into your midst this morning. And what is he saying to you? Not to fear not, but to give you peace, to give you love this morning, to give you the joy of the Lord. He says, "Peace be with you. Shalom be with you. Nothing lacking, nothing broken in your life." Verse 20. When he said this, he showed them his hands, his sides. Then the disciples were glad when they saw it. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you." He said it twice. Perfect peace I'm giving to you this morning. Perfect peace God wants to give your family, wants to give your situation, wants to give your finances, wants to give your body. He wants to give you perfect peace today. So Jesus said to them, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." I'm sending you out, amen, with this peace. Next verse, 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive sins of any, they will be forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they will be retained." The power and the authority of the church. But he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Do you realize that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is evidence that Jesus rose from the dead? Amen. Every time someone receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit is evidence that Jesus rose from the dead. In the early 1900s, the Spirit was poured out. Amen. And then in the 60s and 70s, we had the charismatic renewal. And God, people receiving the Holy Spirit all around the world. But every time that happens is evidence that Jesus has risen. So I know without a shadow of a doubt today, he's alive and risen because I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness with anybody else in this place today? Amen. Woo! Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, look at this. Some of you may be right here. Look at the next verse. Now, Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. He was hanging out at the mall or something. I don't know, right? The other disciples, therefore, said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Oh, man, unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and put my hand into the side, I will not believe." Man, the world is full of people like that today. You see, this isn't something that we feel. This is something that we faith. Let me say that again. This isn't something we feel. It's something we faith. We live by faith, not by our feelings. We live by faith, not by sight. Amen? But here's doubting Thomas, who just didn't believe. But I want to show, this is so cool. God is so good. Look at the next verse, 26. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut. What happens when we don't believe? The doors are shut. Faith opens the doors. Amen? Faith opens the doors to your problems. Faith opens the doors to your difficulties and overcomes them. That's why we live by faith. Amen? The doors were shut, and he stood in the midst. That's where God is right now. Do you realize Jesus is in our midst right now? Where two or three are gathered, he said, "I'm in the midst." He is in our midst right now. And you know what he's speaking to all of us? Peace to you. Shalom to you. Shalom to your situation. Shalom to your heart. Shalom to your body. Shalom to your health. Shalom to your finances. Shalom. Shalom. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Thank you, buddy. Verse 27. Praise is perfected how? Through the mouth of babes, right? Then he said to Thomas, "Hey, Thomas, reach your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but do what? Be believing. Be believing." And Thomas answered, I love this, man. Thomas got a revelation. Thomas answered and said, "My Lord and my God." Woo! Now listen to what Jesus said. This is so profound. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those." Man, there's a greater blessing on us. Blessed are those, favored are those who have not seen, yet have believed. Have I got any people like that this morning? Amen. You haven't seen him physically, but you believe, right? Amen. Verse 30. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Amen. He did many other signs which are not written in this book. Hallelujah. Man, I'm going to tell you, he is alive and well this morning. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. This is us, and this is where we are at this point and where we were. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. Even when we were dead, he made us alive. He brought life into our spirit. By grace, by his unmerited favor, we've been saved. We've been delivered. Amen? We've been set free. Praise God. Amen? Not only that, look at the next verse. I love this. Look at verse 6. And raised us up together. You know, when Jesus rose, we rose too. The moment you believe, your spirit rose. Amen. Your spirit rose out of death, rose out of decay, and rose into eternal life. And raised us up together and made us sit, rest in him. You know, resting is about, not about our outward parts. We can be working on the outside, but we can be resting on the inside. And made us sit together with him. Amen? We're seated with him. We're at in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Man, hallelujah. Look at this. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his favor in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, that's where you are this morning. No matter what you're going through right now, that's not your position. Your position is being raised up and seated with him. That's your position. Listen to me. That somebody needs to get a revelation of this. That is your position. It's not where you're going through or what's happening right now. It's where you are in Jesus Christ. Your position is raised up and seated together with him. Your mind is at peace this morning. Your heart is at rest this morning. Why? Because you're raised up and seated with him. Now, this is my prayer for you this morning. Ephesians, look at Ephesians 1:18. This is my prayer. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Turn to somebody and say, baby, I got some riches in me. Woo! Amen. Come on. Turn to somebody and say, I've got some wealth in me right now. Amen. Look at this next verse. Amen. And what is the boundless greatness of his power towards us who believe? How many believe? Boundless greatness. No boundaries. Amen. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Not our might, his might. Look at this. Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead. What did Pastor say? When he was raised, we're raised, right? When he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, seated him at the place of authority. Here's where we are right now. Look at where we are. Verse 21, far above, far above. Turn to somebody and say, the devil's got nothing on you. Far above all rule and all authority and power and dominion and every name. Turn to somebody and say, cancer's got nothing on you. COVID's got nothing on you. Lord Jesus, amen. Diabetes has nothing on you. Arthritis has nothing on you. Oh, come on, somebody. Back problems have nothing on you. Global transient amnesia has nothing on you. If you want to find out what that's about, come and see me afterwards. I'll tell you. Has nothing on you. You have a clear mind. You have a strong body. You're going to live long and live strong. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anything that is named has nothing on you on this life. Man, that's powerful. Nothing on you. Not only in this age, not only right now, but also in the one to come. And I love this, man. Look at this verse. This is what's taking place right now. And he put all things in subjection under his feet. And made him the head over all things to the church, which is his body, which is his body, which are we this morning, the fullness, oh man, the fullness, not the empty, not the part empty, the fullness, the overflowing of him who fills all in all. That is where you are this morning. You need to just start looking up instead of looking down. You need to get a different perspective and say, man, I know where I'm seated at right now. I mean, I've got dominion. I've got power. The enemy has nothing over me. I've got authority over him this morning. I'm going to walk in the favor of God. I'm going to walk in the power of the resurrected life. I'm going to walk with the Lord's favor on me and his love surrounding me this morning because God is with me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. Let's stay this morning, give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's give him a resurrection celebration. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. You're here this morning or you're watching online and maybe you've come and maybe your life, you feel like it's a mess. I invite you to let Jesus step into your mess this morning. Amen. Everybody's head bowed, every eye closed this morning. If you've not received Christ in your life, or if you'd like to receive Christ in your life this morning, right now, I want you to slip your hand up right now. Would you do that all over this place? Praise the Lord. Anybody at all this morning, say, I received the Lord today. Just slip it up, put it right back down. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I want to ask you this morning. You're suffering somewhere in your body today. You came in suffering, but you're believing to leave differently. I want you to raise your hand this morning. Man, God, keep your hand up. Amen. You came in suffering, but you're believing you're going to leave differently. Raise your hand this morning. Amen. Come on, raise your way up. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Amen. There's no shame here. No condemnation here. Amen. First of all, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and then we're going to pray for you. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Everybody pray it, please. Say, Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you rose again. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you're my Lord and my Savior, and that you've forgiven me of all my sin yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. I receive you right now by faith in your name. You prayed that for the first time right now. You have received Christ in your life. The Bible says old things have passed away. All things are new. All things are new in your spirit. Amen. And now what God desires you to do is start renewing your mind to what the Word of God says about you and what you have in the Spirit of God and in you. And life is going to change forever. Those of you that are dealing with some things in your body, I want you to raise your hands right now. Amen. And I want you to repeat after me. Would you do it? Would you believe with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. Say it. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, I am healed. Your resurrection secured my healing. I have a sound mind and I have a sound body. I have nothing lacking and nothing broken in my body today. I am healed. I am healed. I am the healed of the Lord. And I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Today, I receive my healing. No devil in hell can take me away from what Christ has given. And I thank you for that today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am healed. I celebrate it right now. I celebrate it right now. Come on. I celebrate it right now. Woo! Man, there's just some healing been released in this place right now. Come on, celebrate it again. Give God some praise for your healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you need some additional prayer this morning, Crystal's standing by, and she will help you out. Others be glad to pray with you. Crystal, raise your hand this morning if you're still in there. There she is, back in the back there. Be glad to pray with you. But you are so loved today. Please don't run out unless you just have to, but turn to at least 20 people. And I hope you got some goodies on the way out and on the way in. But turn to 20 people and say, God is so good to me. Would you do that right now? Give him some praise this morning. Amen.